glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for February 16th, 2023. I'm your host, Donna Leland. Today we talk with our friend of the ministry, Phil Shepherd. Phil's always been drawn to the ministry of A.W. Tozer, and while working at Moody Radio, he took on the job of taking the old reel-to-reels and preserving them for the next generation. Now he's taken up the task of transcribing those messages and making them available through his website, Tozer Talks. Welcome, Phil, to Mark and Friends.
Well, Donna, there's probably been, if we count a generation as 20 years, there's three generations that have been born since A.W. Tozer went to be home with Jesus in 1963. So there's a lot of people that really don't know about this man, but he was quite profound in his ministry around the world throughout the latter half of the first half and the middle part of the 20th century, a profound ministry that he had.
What did the early years for A.W. Tozer look like?
Well, A.W. Tozer was born on a farm in Pennsylvania back in 1897 and was just like any other little boy on the farm. He was mischievous, but he had a sense that there was a world to discover. He loved to read. He read so much that he went to school. But what was interesting is that on his first day of eighth grade, he came home kind of disgusted. He told his mother that he knew more than the people that were trying to teach him, and he never went back to school. So here's a man that didn't have a high school education, didn't go to college, didn't go to seminary, but he studied the great literary giants, the poets, the great church fathers, and those who wrote these deep hymns. He studied them, and that was his education. I guess today we'd say he was self-taught. And along with his ministry, because of his literary prowess, he wrote. And he started getting some of his articles published in the 1930s and 1940s and became quite a prolific author. But what he wrote was very profound. Alongside of his pastoral ministry, he started off in West Virginia. He was in Ohio, Indianapolis, and in 1928 got a call to the Southside Christian and Missionary Alliance Church in Chicago and was there for 31 years. And that's where all of the recorded ministry that I work with came from in the 1950s.
His early messages, I'm sure, goes back to the very beginning of technology and being able to record the spoken word. How did that come to be?
Well, there was a man by the name of Erhard Erickson. And Erhard Erickson was one of those, early adapters. In 1951, 1952, reel-to-reel recordings became available. And this put the ability to record sound in the hands of the common man. Well, he had a pastor, A.W. Tozer, that he believed had such a profound ministry that he, that is Erhard Erickson, went out and bought a recorder. And in January of 1953, started recording the morning and evening services. And he did it for the entire time that Tozer was remaining at that church, all the way through the fall of 1959, at which time A.W. Tozer went to pastor Avenue Road Alliance Church in Toronto, Canada. So all of these messages, a little over 400 of them, were made available to Moody Bible Institute in 1976 upon the passing of Mr. Erickson. His son, Bert Erickson, brought them to Moody and gave them to WMBI with the stipulation that they would be copied and recorded and shared with Mr. Tozer's denomination, the Christian and Missionary Alliance. And, well, we did it for a little bit, and we actually had a program called the Tozer Pulpit on Moody Radio in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and many people would rather read Tozer than to listen to him. So he wasn't on the air but more than maybe a few years, but he was on long enough to catch me at the radio station, the Moody station I worked at in East Moline, and that's where I became hooked on his teaching. And that was the genesis or the beginning of my involvement with A.W. Tozer.
So this process of preserving all of these tapes by A.W. Tozer, that's been like a decades-long process. How did it start?
Well, it actually began at WDLM, where I worked on the weekends, and A.W. Tozer's message was my Sunday night sermon because I had to work and run the radio station. So I would we didn't air it at WDLM, oddly enough, but it was on the network in those days, and I would just listen in a production room and turn it up, and I would record them. So I had already started recording them back in the early 80s, but when I came to Chicago in the mid-80s, I inquired about it, and I was allowed to do a few things with them. But it wasn't really until the late 80s, after I had returned after a few years at Bible college, that I started really working with them. And I offered to take these tapes, the ones that had not. They had remastered maybe 100 messages, but there were still many, many more that were just sitting there on the shelf. So I said, I would like to do that. And I got the gear at home, and I would just shuttle the tapes a little at a time home, and I would dub them off, and I would then make cassette masters for the Moody Cassette Ministry, which then they were able to sell to people who wanted to listen to Mr. Tozer's messages. So that was the beginning of that. In the 90s, I was making cassettes, and I just worked for about three decades in remastering from the old tapes, which were getting quite old, and making them into the media of the day, whether it be cassette or whether it be CDs, and then online. And so, it literally got down to in 2018, in the spring of 2018, I completed the digitization of the library and uploaded them all on moodyaudio.com, where they all sit today for anybody worldwide to download free, all 407 messages.
Here's just a sample of some of the audio that's been preserved for us at moodyaudio.com.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, thou knowest we live in a world where perils and dangers are on every hand, and life is short and time is fleeting and judgment is coming and Satan is busy. All the fiends are squaring themselves across the path, trying to prevent us from going ahead. But we hear thee calling from the mountain peak, and we want to know thee in the power of thy resurrection and the fellowship of thy suffering and be made conformable unto thy death. And we want to know the beauty and wonder that is thee.
Well, there's one of the many prayers. In fact, the prayers captivated me right at the end of my 33 years at Moody Bible Institute, and I thought, I ought to transcribe. I ought to go through all those messages and get all the prayers out of there because there is something about his prayer. I was so focused on his messages for three decades that I didn't listen to the prayers, or at least my ears were not tuned. At the end of 1999, I heard one of these, and I thought, I need to copy that. I need to transcribe that. And so I worked in the first several months of my retirement from Moody Radio, identifying, collating, compiling, and transcribing all of his prayers. And I was able to find 180 pastoral prayers from the pulpit of A.W. Tozer. Mm. My goodness gracious, they were so good that Moody Publishers said, we would like to print a book of these. And so that became a project for me. That was my first project, not only in retirement, but also in the pandemic when we couldn't go anywhere anyway. I'm sitting back on my deck listening to Tozer prayers and typing them out and doing all of that. And that manuscript actually was published by Moody Publishers in November of 2021, Approaching the Almighty, 100 Prayers of A.W. Tozer. So only 100 of the 181 that I found, but it was a way to get these in a nice little hardcover gift size book. And it's been selling now for a year and several months now. And those who get it really like it. I know who have contacted me. So you just never know when you start off with something where it's going to lead to. And following that book, I got the idea, I transcribed all of those. I can transcribe a single message a week, and I'll just create a blog on the web. And so I created Tozer Talks. Mr. Tozer always called his sermons his talks. Mm. So I said, so I created TozerTalks.com. And in doing so, I started every week, put one of the 400 messages in. Next week, another one. This last Sunday, I posted number 102. And so I've keeping my nose to the ground here and getting these things out. And then I thought, well, how are people going to know that they're here? And I thought, oh, I know, social media. So I created Tozer Talks on Facebook and started excerpting the message of the week. So I post on Sundays, and then I start posting an excerpt every other day. That has created quite a following around the world. There are a lot of people around the world that love to read A.W. Tozer. I'm just working at supplying a need, driven by a pretty intense call that this is what God wants me to do.
Do you ever get any idea who's benefiting from Tozer Talks?
Well, there are people who get it on their feed. And so that's about the counts that they give me, around 28,000 in a month this last 4 weeks. But there are people who are followers who have said, I want to follow this. And they are close to 1,700 now, almost 1,700 people around the world. And it started 2 years ago with one and two and three. And it's just amazing how it's grown. What really excites me is the fact that there are hungry believers around the world. And I was blown away by the fact that the number one city of followers is Nairobi, Kenya. Mm. And if I do a little list of the top 10 countries, five of them are Africa. Are African. So Kenya, South Africa. I've got a regular correspondence friend, call him a pen pal. His name is Tom. And Tom lives in Rwanda. And he just loves the teaching of A.W. Tozer.
Phil, you've spent so much time with his material. What do you think is the draw for those who are getting access to it?
Well, there's a couple of things that A.W. Tozer is known for, and you can go by his most popular books, the two most popular books of his. The first one was actually released 75 years ago in 1948, and it was called The Pursuit of God. And the book, simply enough, came out of his devotions, his daily devotions. On his knees, mind you, on his knees, praying and getting thoughts and writing them down. And that was the nucleus of that book. The other book that he wrote was the 1961 release called The Knowledge of the Holy, where he basically spells out in the chapters different attributes of God. So he had a desire, because of his deep foundation in the church fathers, the fathers of hymnody, classical writers, he had this deep knowledge of the attributes of God. Are these ideas based upon Scripture? What is God like? You know, whatever they are. I mean, there's attributes that of his being. There's attributes of his character. You and I can only share in his attributes of character. We cannot share in God's attributes of being, his omniscience, his omnipotence, you know, those things. But his love, his justice, his mercy, these are things that you and I, as humans, as Christ followers, can actually share in. Well, Tozer wanted to explore that, and he wanted people to know who God is. And that was the big thing that made him click. He also believed in just a fullness of the Holy Spirit. He'll be the first person to say, yes, when you trust Jesus Christ and you accept God's love for you through his Son, Jesus Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit. But the Spirit doesn't get all of you at that time. And so his teaching is to draw people in and to move beyond knowledge to experiencing God. Mm. Well, you know, we will spend an entire lifetime trying to understand him. You know, and there's only so much that we as humans can understand, because if we could understand God completely, then, you know what, he wouldn't be God, or we would be God. We just can't do that. Now, another project that I'm working on, and you'd think, Phil, get a life beyond Tozer. Okay. Well, you know what? I do. But when God places something on your heart, whether I'm pastoring a church or whether I'm, you know, working in a mission field, you know, I'm retired from active work, but I'm working on these things. After I got that first book done, I started working on a series of messages. It's one thing to take messages and kind of join them together so they kind of segue together. I found a series of messages that A.W. Tozer preached on Sunday evenings. Now, you have to understand, when he preached on Sunday mornings, it was about 30 minutes. When he preached on Sunday nights, it was closer to 60 minutes.
Wow.
And his idea, his rationale was, you're here on Sunday night because you want to hear me preach. And so I found this series of Sunday evening messages. In fact, he did 12 in a row. It was January, February, March of 1957 that he gave this series of messages. And it's a series on four stages on the path towards spiritual completeness or perfection, you know, fulfillment. I didn't have to do anything to make them join together. And he did not do a lot of overlap or going back and saying, okay, last week we did this. No, I transcribed all 12 messages and I got 75,000 words. Well, I knew that wasn't going to fly with Moody Publishing. So when I got the contract to make the manuscript to finish it, they wanted 50. So how do you get 50,000 words out of 75,000? Mm. Simple. You just take everything out that doesn't benefit a reader. And it was perfect. You know where I landed, Donna? 49,400.
Oh.
And I knew that I had to write an 800 to 900 word introduction, so I was perfect.
That's
I was just
perfect.
Just landed. Well, that's going to come out in May, and it's called Toward a More Perfect Faith.
We know he had 7 kids. Do we have any contact with any of his descendants?
Of the children, I do not believe so. There were 6 boys and 1 girl. Now, I say that, I don't know. Becky, his daughter, was a teenager in the 1950s, so she very well could be with us. But all of the boys, I had lunch one day downtown in a high-rise office building with his son Forrest and his son Wendell.
Hmm.
and got to have a nice lunch with them. And so they were professionals. Far as I know, all of them walked with the Lord. And I know that there's a grandson out in California, Paul Tozer, but there are descendants out there.
Well, thank you so much, Phil, for coming on Mark and Friends with me and just sharing your passion. You just have this zeal to make sure that all the works of A.W. Tozer is enjoyed for the next generation. Tell us again how we can access that website.
You can download the audio. You can download text. There's a past messages on the menu, and you have access to all 102 messages that I've done so far. And if you hang with me until the end of the decade, I'll have another 300 there.
And that's all at TozerTalks.com. That's TozerTalks.com. If you could for us, sum up the ministry of A.W. Tozer.
He wanted people to go beyond knowledge to experience. He wants them to experience God. God is reaching out. God will never be closer to you than He is right now. God will never turn His face away from a child of God or a repentant sinner. He's always facing toward us. And if we can't see God, it's because there's a cloud of obstruction between us and God. And you name it, any of the self sins, any of the things that we are embroiled in are just clouds. But the sun is always shining above the clouds. Remember that. And His face is always towards you.
Thou didst speak to nature and say, bring forth. And we are here. Oh, Lord, we thank You that after we were born and Thou didst say, bring forth, and nature brought us forth, and Thy providence protected us down these years. We're scarred a little. We show a few bumps here and there, like an old car that's run a while. Dinge here and a rusty spot there, but we're still holding together. Grace has preserved us. What grace did in our birth, grace has done in our providential protection.
Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media and WLUJ Family of Stations. Coming up tomorrow on Mark and Friends, Mark, of course, sits down with Pastor Jason Schiffo and others, and he opens up the Word of God to encourage our hearts. On Mark and Friends, thanks for listening, and have a great day.